Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Thunderland. It was written and illustrated by Maggie Edkins Willis, and it's read today by Mommy and... Who are you? What do you call yourself? Meow? Are you a kitten? A meow! Oh, how exciting. You know, friends, I'm pretty lucky that I get to have a little kitten to sit next to and to cuddle, especially if it's going to be thundering in this story, which it looks like it is. I like that we're going to do this story because in the springtime, weather can do strange things. And one of the things that happens sometimes is thunder and lightning, and we're going to talk about it. Are you ready? Meow, if you are. Yeah, okay, good. Here we go.
I don't like it when it storms. I don't like the inky clouds or the howling winds or the scary shapes in the shadows. I don't like cracks and the crashes and the rumbles.
And that's what the little girl says. We can see her. Looks like she's got a pot over her head to try to protect herself from the storm. Because she does have storms going on all around her.
And the worst is when they happen all at once.
And you can see in the picture there's a crash and a crack and a rumble happening all at once. And she's got an umbrella out now that she's put over her and her emergency stuff for soft cuddles. So she and her dog are hiding.
This storm is so much bigger and stronger than me. I wish. But it won't go away. It doesn't care if I'm scared. But my dad, he isn't afraid of storms at all.
And now we can see she was trying to hide under the kitchen sink, wasn't she? But her dad is standing bravely at the window, looking out at the city as it storms. And, you know, he's kind of got a strong way he's standing with his body. He doesn't look scared at all, does he?
You can hide in here if you want,
he says.
But you'll miss our chance.
Our chance?
To go to Thunderland.
Thunderland? I shake my head. Nope! That sounds scary. Is it scary?
So he's looking for her and finally finds her under the kitchen sink.
Come out and see the magic for yourself,
Dad says.
I'll be with you the whole time.
Magic? I exclaim. No way!
But it looks like she is going to come out, right?
Do we have to pack?
Nope, but we could bring some snacks.
Is it a long trip?
No, not long at all.
Are we going alone?
Your friends are already there.
And in the picture, we can see what Thunderland looks like. It's some chairs and maybe a sheet. And the chairs are set up and the sheet is put over them. It's a fort, right? And underneath it are her stuffed animals and a flashlight.
I don't like it here, I say. The storm is right there.
And you can see it out the window.
Of course,
Dad says.
We can't have Thunderland without it.
Oh, so in order to have Thunderland, you have to have a storm, huh?
You see, this isn't a place we come to hide,
Dad says.
Here we wrap ourselves up tight with the storm. What do you say we invite it to play?
Storms can't play.
Of course they can. How about every time it rumbles, we yell back louder.
Ready?
Okay. I say, even though this doesn't feel like the time for games, I'll try.
And boom, crack, rumble, says the storm, and roar,
say the little girl and her dad, and there's even the dog has to give his little woof in, doesn't he?
Fun. We beat you. Does the storm have a name?
Why don't we ask?
What's your name, storm?
Rumble. Crash.
Oh, I think she said it's Nancy.
Did you ask where she came from or where she's going?
She said she came from Peru. And next, she's going to Timbuktu. And we giggle, and I feel a glow inside me, like a little flashlight. Dad, no! I say, what if Nancy wants the last cookie?
Oh, I don't think she'll mind.
Dad says, see, because we can see in the picture, they do have cookies. And there's something else I see that they have. Two mugs full of hot chocolate with marshmallows. This Thunderland place that they're at kind of sounds amazing. So outside, it's boom, crack, rumble of a giant storm. But inside,
Dad's never afraid of storms. And he's certainly never more scared than me. There really must be some kind of magic here, because all snuggled up in Thunderland, I actually feel all right. It's okay, Dad, I say. I'm here. Storms are scary, but we can be brave and afraid at the same time.
You,
Dad says,
are exactly right.
I think she was pretty mad about the cookie, though.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
Dad says,
I promise to save you one next time. I promise to save one for you next time.
And in response, Nancy shines.
Oh, the storm is over. It's moving away, and the sun is peeking through.
All of a sudden, my hot chocolate isn't as steamy, and my pillow isn't as cozy, and Thunderland, it seems, disappears as soon as the sunbeams arrive. I don't want her to stay forever, but could we ask Nancy to stay a little longer?
She's got places to be,
Dad says.
How about we go say a big goodbye?
And even though her footprints are everywhere, Nancy's cracks and crashes and rumbles are already moving on.
And we can see she has left footprints, hasn't she? There's puddles of water, and she's even actually knocked down some tree branches and made a little bit of a mess.
Don't come back too soon, okay? I yell, but see you in Thunderland when you do.
And there she goes, away, away, away. I'm sure she'll come back some other day. And I cannot wait to see if we can have a storm so we can have Thunderland. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Meow once if you think so.
Meow.
All right. But for now, that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.